Time once again for the Word of the Day. This is where we read you a word from the vast annals of science and then define it with zest and jouissance. Today's word, please.
Today's word is quaoar.
What? The Word of the Day is supposed to be a science word.
It is. Quaoar.
Quaoar? I've never heard of it.
That's because no one knew it was out there until October of 2002.
Out there, eh? I bet it's a planet.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Astronomers are still debating that. But quaoar, which was named after a Native American god, is the largest body orbiting the sun that has been discovered since Pluto was found back in 1930.
Named after a god? That's a strange thing to do.
As strange as Mars or Jupiter or Venus.
Okay, I get it. So quaoar is the 10th planet?
Probably it won't be designated an official planet. Quaoar is part of the Kuiper Belt, which is a place outside the orbit of Neptune where a lot of little cold stuff goes around the sun. Comets come from there. We don't generally think of objects in the Kuiper Belt as being planets. But then quaoar is only a little smaller than Pluto, and Pluto is called a planet. And there is already some evidence of another huge body out there called Ixion, but that still hasn't been confirmed.
Man, the solar system just goes on and on. What can you say?
You can say quaoar.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Adam Rengsdorf in astronomy.
We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.